A newly published study in the International Journal of Volcanology and Geothermal Research suggests Tonga's 2022 volcanic eruption was caused by gas-driven climatic explosion rather than a phreatomagmatic one, where magma and water react violently through the water column. The study describes how the formation of a gas seal led to a 58-kilometre-high ash plume and a crater that's deeper than the Burj Khalifa Tower in Dubai. The eruption spread shockwaves that almost engulfed the entire planet. I spoke with principal scientist and one of the authors of the study, Cornel de Ronde from GNS Science.
What we feel we've done by incorporating all the information that's been gathered by satellites for the first time with one of these very large eruptions, plus another other lines of evidence that suggest that this eruption was gas-driven. So there was a lot of highly compressed gases that exploded out of the volcano, as opposed to any seawater getting in and mixing with the top of a magma chamber.
What made you, as well as the other authors, look into the eruption?
What initially kicked it off for us was that we were part of an uncrewed surface vessel survey of the volcano immediately after it had erupted, well, in fact, a few months afterwards by the British. And this was a vehicle. This was a vessel that was driven out of Tonga, and we could map the sea floor. So we mapped the volcano after it erupted, and what we noticed was this beautiful cone shape of the crater. And there was no evidence of collapse of the sides of the volcano. There was no evidence of collapse in the centre of the volcano, but rather it looked like just a complete explosion of material having been erupted out of the centre of the volcano.
Why does it matter to you to challenge the current assumptions of what caused the eruption?
That's a good question, and because we feel that this type of mechanism of gas expanding and a gas-driven eruption is potentially a lot more dangerous than, for example, when people talk about a coolant magma interaction or seawater, say, interacting with hot magma. And it also can apply to volcanoes that are not necessarily submarine. It can be applied to any volcano as long as there's a big gas buildup inside the interior of the volcano and that becomes sealed. And then if that is breached, you have this highly compressed gas that can erupt in one fell swoop, and it's sort of it's like a runaway train. It just goes further and further down into the volcano, releasing more highly compressed gas, and it just gets bigger and bigger until you exhaust that. So potentially a lot more dangerous volcano for people to look out for.
I understand there will be a voyage to the Hunga volcano. How long will this investigation be carried out while there?
We're going for a month, and it takes us about 5 days to get there from Tauranga and a week to get back to Wellington. So not quite half the time, but between a third and a half the time is just getting there. And once we're there, we will do some seismic surveying. So that's to look at the interior of the volcano or the architecture of the volcano. We'll do gravity and magnetic surveys, which tell us a bit about the thickness of sediments that may have infilled the volcano after eruption and where the top of the magma chamber may be. We'll also remap the whole volcano to see if there's any changes in the seafloor, or in fact, even if there's small little cones growing back up in the centre of the crater, possibly. And we'll look at things in the water column. So that tells us about what hydrothermal systems may have since been created, if you like, since the eruption, and what is actually going down on the seafloor. So it's a multifaceted research cruise with six or seven different elements being done during the course of those couple of weeks at Hunga.
So after being there for a month, from there, what are you hoping to do with the study? I mean, how will this help the local Tongan community?
What we're hoping that will give us better insight and proof or otherwise of the mechanism that we suggested occurred causing this very violent eruption. So at the end of the day, it's really trying to understand why and how these volcanoes erupt so violently compared to other eruptions that you see around the world. And if we do have a better understanding of that, perhaps we can make the local Tongan community and any community around the Circumpacific region more resilient to these possible types of eruptions, or at least they are aware of them, and that could help them in terms of how they prepare for emergency situations.